It's our Voice of the Valley, and we are actually inside the market at Strauss, and they've got some new hours and a grand reopening to talk about, and I'm with Gail Peterson, who's one of the vendors here inside the marketplace, or I should say the market at Strauss. I got to get that correct, because that's another thing.
Definitely.
Gail, thanks for joining us on the show today.
Thank you for having us. This is exciting for Valley City and for all of us who are taking part in this adventure that we've got going here.
This is a great place. It's a great venue. They've done a wonderful job renovating it. And the way you and all of the other vendors have put your wares together here and how it's designed, I love how you've done that.
Yes, I think it was started in May by two women. The vendors who are participating here have now taken over, and we formed our own company. And we also have invited lots of other people in. So we have close to 20 vendors now selling various goods, from baked goods, honey. We've got JQ Clothing from Oaks here. We've got lots of other vendors, including our pottery from Peterson Pottery. So,
which is just south of here, but you've brought that into the market, right?
Yes, you know, we're retired, so you can only make so much without getting rid of it. So this is a good outlet for our wares, and it's fun to have this exposure.
The other thing that's just kind of off to the side here, and that is the tell us a little bit about there's some artwork going on here just off to the side.
We have a room for rent. It has tables and chairs and a sink and an area where you could have a class. It is we have a set price of, I believe it's $50 for renting the space. Mm-hmm. And we're open to pretty much anything that a person could bring in. We also have our damsel in defense line, Kim Wire, who's hopefully going to support some classes on self-defense and safety.
We'll do that right here?
Yes, in our back room. It's the designer boutique, so come and see that too while you're here. We also have a great basket giveaway. We did have one just last week for our Facebook, our social media page, and that went well. So come in and sign up for that too this weekend.
A basket giveaway surprise? What's in those baskets?
Our vendors have donated some things, so okay. It's a variety. Okay. So come and be surprised and discover what great vendors we have.
That's great. There's so many things to talk about, like you said, from clothing to bling to
Dakota, and
soap as well.
Yep. Salty Heifers, Dakota Designs, Prairie Castle Farms, Doremi Bakery with some fresh baked goods, Anna's Honey, we have Cindy Metcalf with some jewelry. Bonnie Kramer with her, what's her company called? Grandma Jeans. That's kind of special because her Grandma Jean is like our Grandma Jean.
Right.
So, alrighty. So, yes, we have a wide variety. Dwayne Birchall with his leather goods and lots of other neat stuff. Some good baby items, some good baby clothes, kids' clothes even, kids' activities. So,
did you want to name some of the vendors that are at least here today? I know Lindsay Tombarge really well, so she's one of the vendors here.
Lindsay,
good to see
Lindsay's Dakota Designs. We have Jody Shear with Prairie Castle Farms. Her son Buddy Shear was here with Doremi Bakery. We have Anna's Honey, which is Paige Kawasaki. We have Candace Plagans with Dakota Lions Coffee, and that is great. They have coffee and tea, so come and check out their fun stuff. They're roasting their own beans, so it's, and the Sumatran coffee is really good. So,
well, thanks, Gail, for joining us on the show today.
All right, thank you very much. Please come on down this weekend and check us out. We'll have some signs out front. The handicapped entrance is on the south side of this building, so please be aware of that. So,
all right. Good. There's Gail Peterson. here at the Market at Strauss, a big grand reopening of, I should say, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday here in Valley City. You won't want to miss it. They've got some gift baskets giving away and the baked goods. I've already taste tested some of the baked goods. They are fresh, and some of them are in the fridge, and some of them are on the shelf. You need to get here to make sure that you can take them home, because who doesn't want to take baked goods home this time of the year? There's our Voice of the Valley program for today.